I dare say there are many horrors we endure every day, and we must buffer ourselves from despair with tales that give shape to an arbitrary world. Plus, the occasional prank can brighten the dark recesses of the mind, like this little animal trap that closes on the child's hand when it's groping for candy. I do so love the season. I hope all my little gizmos will be ready in time for when the children show up. I still have to dig that grave outside and cover it with straw so the children will fall in it one at a time. I've got an idea. I'll go dig the hole while you listen to this next tale. And when it's done, we'll have a quick look around the house and make sure everything is ready for the little wretches. So here we go. Here's our next tale. Game Night by Glenn McQuaid.
Matt!
John!
Quick, get in here before you freeze.
It's really coming down out there. Let me get my boots. So, Susan gone?
Just left for Florida. Her mother is not well.
Excellent. I mean, I hope she gets out. Weather's bad. They say 10 inches by morning. Here, for you.
I thought we said no more to whiskey.
We were not that specific.
Good.
How was your week?
Soul destroying. How are the wife and kids?
The worst. I miss being single.
Well, that's what tonight is all about.
Yes. Thank the gods for game night.
Say, listen, I've been reading up on... Hang on, hold on. Larry! James, come in, for Christ's sake.
Do I have to take my boots off?
They're covered in slush, so yeah. Now, you too, James.
I don't mind. It's Larry that feels naked and vulnerable without his hobnails.
Fine, whatever.
Hey, you two.
Is that whiskey?
Yes. Good call.
Okay, all right, great. We're all here. Right, then. So, to the first order of business. James.
What?
It's your turn to read the minutes from last week's meeting.
It's Larry's turn.
No, it's not. It's yours.
I did last week. That makes it your turn, James.
All right, fine. Well, okay, fine. All right, let's see. It was decided last week that it is not such a good idea to bring Jameson to the meetings.
Which is why I brought Bushmills.
All right, that works for me. John, were you going to do some homework?
Done.
And I have been banned from calling Matt a dickhole.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Yeah, it seems that none of our wives believe that this is a book club, so we changed our cover to Mahjong.
Mahjong? That was suggested?
And so it would seem, yes.
Anything else?
Cloaks needed cleaning.
Done. Look.
Oh, no, they look brand new.
Had them dry cleaned.
Dry cleaned? Can we afford that?
Well, no, not really, but they were covered in wax.
Did you get a receipt?
Of course, but then I lost it.
Of course. Anything else?
That's all she wrote.
Okay, great. Meeting in session.
I'll get the blinds.
Okay, so I've been reading up, and I think I figured out what we've been doing wrong. So I tweaked the wording a little. Right. Okay, who has the chalk?
Here.
Okay, good. Oh, God, my knees.
What were we doing wrong, then?
Wrong translation. I thought it was second century. Turns out it was eighth.
Who knew?
Did you bring the candles?
Yep.
All right, light them up.
Should we order pizza now or after?
It's already ordered. They said it'll take a while in this weather, so let's not wait for it.
Great. Frozen pizza.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. And now... We just need to change the last few lines to Confringum Speculum Amoris Donum Abra Itzac Full. Yeah. All done.
Looks cool.
Thanks. I've been practicing. I think this might actually work.
What are we going to ask it?
You mean when it doesn't show up?
I don't know. Ask it for money.
Fame.
Power.
I don't want any of those things.
Then I don't know. Ask it about the weather.
The weather?
Come on. Put on the cloaks.
Putting on of the cloaks.
All right, let's all, you know the drill. Everybody inside the circle.
You could have made it a little bit bigger.
It is a bit cozy.
You really think something will happen this time?
No.
Come on, stop it with the negativity. Let's face the corners.
Facing the four corners.
Repeat after me.
Repeating after you.
Matt, shut up.
Shutting up.
Repeat after me. Now, for crying out loud.
Are you going to get that, Larry?
It's not mine.
Oh, really? Someone else has got the ringtone to Murder, She Wrote.
Can't believe this.
It'll go off in a second.
No, it won't. As I live and breathe. For the love of God.
Just turn it off.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Everyone, just breathe with me, okay? Nice, nice and slow. In and out. Here we go. That's it. That's it. Breathe it out of you.
Ooh. Wait.
What?
We forgot the mood music.
Oh, Christ, not Matt's mood music.
Didn't we veto the music?
What? I thought everyone liked my mood music.
No, not really.
Oh, come
on,
it's spooky. Can I break the circle?
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Here, I'll play it from my phone.
Is it on plane mode?
It is now. Okay, now we're talking, right? Right?
No, my ringtone has more atmosphere.
My 12-year-old's ringtone has more atmosphere than this.
Everybody shut up. Repeat after me. Peter Foldick Olam. Kom Habu Enoch.
Peter Foldick Olam.
Rhesus.
Kom Habu Enoch.
Kantag Fu Alast. Folrage und Bach.
Kantag Fu Alast.
Pete Folrage und Bach.
Bach.
Fultum hag totum folia grate distelibre abra it sac full.
Fultum hag totum folia grate distelibre abra isac full.
I don't know. I think I felt something. Did you guys feel anything?
Embarrassment.
That's weird. I felt that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe I spelled something wrong. Candles. Maybe they're the wrong color. Maybe if we look.
Maybe now is a good time to talk about switching up game night a little.
What again?
It's just starting to feel really silly. I mean, look at us.
If I'm honest, I'm starting to miss board games.
Yeah, board games are boring. We agreed on that. I thought we agreed on that.
Well, maybe there's something else.
Jenga. We haven't tried Jenga.
Why don't we go back to Dungeons & Dragons?
Here, here.
Now, we outgrew Dungeons & Dragons.
We did. It was kind of a gateway thing to this.
Yeah, but we suck at this.
Just saying.
Maybe you're right. But let's just try it again.
Oh, come on.
No, you come on. It's this or apples to apples.
Fine.
All right, maybe this time we just we say the words together. Okay. All right, just everybody just shake it off.
Okay.
Shake it off. Come on. Right. On the count of three, we just go for it. Are you ready?
Yes.
One. Two. Three.
Pizza break.
Matt, turn the noise off.
Not Ray's.
What?
Not Ray's Pizza.
Oh, yeah, sure. Come in. Come in. What do I owe you?
What are you guys wearing?
We're having a party.
What kind of party?
How much for the pizza?
$12, and a tip if you like.
Do one of you clowns have $15?
I have 20.
I'll take a 20.
Do you have change?
No. Are you guys devil worshippers?
Do we look like devil worshippers?
Like really lame dad-level devil worshippers, kinda, yeah.
Matt, give me the 20.
Here.
And keep the change. And don't breathe a word about this to anybody, okay?
Especially our wives.
You guys have wives?
Okay, give me the pizza. Thank you. You have a good night now. Stay warm.
That magic circle is all wrong, by the way.
What?
Yeah, total mess. Whatever you're trying to do here, you're going about it ass backwards.
I wouldn't say it's ass backwards.
No, really, that circle is literally backwards. And those candles, you know they're supposed to be black, right? Not what is that?
Rosewood?
That's hot pink.
You really know about this stuff?
Mister, I am the weirdos.
What?
Never mind. You dads have a great night and good luck with whatever it is you're trying to do here because, wow.
Well, now, just hang on a second. If you know so much about this, maybe you could just give us a few pointers.
That's not such a bad idea. I mean, we've been trying this for weeks now and nothing.
How much have you got?
How much what?
Money.
Okay. What do we got, guys? 10... $37.26.
That will do. Okay, first of all, you guys are kind of rude.
We are?
Why?
Well, where is the offering?
Offering?
You're summoning a demon, right?
Oh, God. I am so embarrassed.
Yes, we're summoning.
Well, it's considered good manners to have an offering, a gift.
What kind of a gift?
A blood offering would be appropriate.
Blood? Whose blood?
Your blood.
My blood?
All of your blood.
All of my blood?
No. Blood from all of you all, like a little from everybody.
No one's getting my blood.
In a chalice.
Will a mug do?
I suppose.
All right, Larry, you got your Leatherman.
His Leatherman? How much blood do we need?
I'm not cutting myself, all right? I'll cut James, but I'm not cutting myself.
Nobody is cutting me. I'll cut Matt, though.
Oh, no. I don't know about this. I mean, I hate the sight of blood.
Okay, look, just relax. We're not talking about pints of blood here. Or are we?
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay, so come on. Now, just let's man up and get this show on the road.
I guess I can spare a little blood.
Can we have pizza first?
After.
So we're actually doing this.
That's the spirit. But in the kitchen, over the sink. Otherwise, we're going to get blood everywhere. Susan will flip out. I'll get the first aid kit.
While you guys are doing that, I'm going to work out a proper circle because this one is the worst.
So what's your name, anyway?
April. I don't actually need to know yours.
Who knew goth was still a thing?
Rather fetching, like in a Beetlejuice kind of a way.
And she brought pizza. I love her, but it's cold. I'm gonna put this under the grill.
Here we are, one mug.
No, here we are, four mugs.
You're using that mug?
It's my favorite mug. Larry, pass me the knife.
Here.
Dude, don't use the serrated edge.
Yeah, what, are you insane?
No, it's fine. Hey, James. Give me your hand. I'll be gentle. I promise.
Okay. But just a little cut. Oh! Oh! Fuck!
Ah, that's gotta hurt.
I'm gonna be sick.
You asshole!
Quick, put it over the mug. You're dripping it everywhere.
All right. Here, let me put a Band-Aid on it. I mean, wow. Yeah, a few Band-Aids on it. Maybe we need some gauze.
Larry?
What?
Pass me the knife. Thank you. Now, give me your hand.
No.
Yes.
Matt can cut me. You're not cutting me. You have revenge in your eye.
I'm not cutting anybody, and nobody's cutting me.
Give him your hand, Larry.
Fine.
Ow! Fucking asshole!
Over the mug, Larry. Waste not, want not.
I'm gonna faint.
Ugh. All right. Man up, Matt. You're next.
No way! Listen, you two are butchers. John can prick me, and I will prick him.
Deal. Give me the knife.
Now, just a prick.
Ooh. Just a prick.
Oh, God! Give me the knife!
Now wait, hold on. Remember, you hate the sight of blood. Don't do anything extreme. Ah, God damn it!
Are you guys okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah, no, yeah. We're fine.
We're good.
Yeah.
All good.
Holy shit, that's a whole lot of blood. Is that a Hooters mug?
Yeah. Is that okay?
I suppose it will have to be. Come on.
Holy shit, that's intricate.
Very nice.
This is how it's done. John, did you see this? This is how it's done.
It's okay.
By the way, what the hell have you guys been trying to summon?
Abra Itzak Fool. I think it's an anagram.
Abra Itzak Fool. Good choice. Only comes out in snowstorms.
Exactly. I think it might actually work now that, you know, we have everything together.
Now that somebody knows what they're doing around here.
Okay, what's next?
Well, now that you have your offering ready and the circle is correct, I say, let's do this.
You're sticking around.
Well, you guys know that you need a fifth, right? I mean, look at the center of the circle is
a five-pointed star.
And about the bathrobes?
Cloaks.
Whatever. I mean, you can keep them on because they are hilarious, but that's about all they're good for.
Really?
They're more for effect, you know, like a...
It's a statement.
Exactly.
My hand hurts, Larry.
Good.
Okay. Keeping the robes. Everyone in the circle, and now face the corners.
The what?
The corners.
The corners of what?
The room?
Yeah, no. Just everyone look down and pick a point on the star and stand over it looking inward.
Okay.
Just take a deep breath.
Pita folic olam ris.
What is that?
It's my chant. It's our chant.
Where in the hell did you guys pick all this shit up anyway?
Online?
Where? Dadsanddemonology.com? No, stop embarrassing yourself.
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence, but how about you just show us how you would do it?
Everyone just close your eyes and keep them closed. Don't even think about opening them until I say it's okay.
Closing eyes, not thinking about opening...
Shut up, Matt.
Now, just concentrate on my voice. Oh, and most importantly, whatever you do, do not. Under any circumstances, leave the protective circle.
Don't leave the circle.
Eyes closed.
Roger that.
Roger who?
Silence! Oh, great master of all that is seen and unseen, dimension overlord of the tangled truth that lies and lays closest to our own fabric of existence, rot away our unseeing eyes, for they are untrustworthy. Guide us into the darkness. Spoil our rational minds so that we may be in awe of your vile majesty. Deliver unto us that which we have chosen to ignore and that which we have failed to extinguish. Show us what goes on inside your shining mind. We look to the mirror now with new eyes and new minds. We see not our reflections, but the spiral of lies from which your truth flourishes. I give unto thee three, that you will honor me with your presence.
Well, that was,
scary.
Impressive.
Can we open our eyes now?
No. Do you feel that?
Yes. It's, colder.
There's a storm outside.
No, it's still colder.
Now can we open our eyes?
Yes.
I'm never letting you assholes talk me into anything this stupid again.
Same with me.
Cool speech, though. Mm. Hey, who wants pizza?
Shh.
What is that?
Jan, I think the lock is for what in Sam Hammond is going on in here?
Susan!
Who's Susan?
His wife.
I thought you were on your way to Fort Lauderdale.
The flight got canceled. What the hell is all of this?
Mahjong?
What's that drawn on the floor?
Magic circle.
John, who is this strange woman? John?
She's
the pizza girl.
Your hand is bleeding.
It's nothing.
All of your hands are bleeding.
Susan, I'm sorry. This is really stupid. We just...
Oh, my God. You're dripping blood. Let me see.
Matt, cut me.
Don't leave the circle.
What?
John, come away from that strange woman.
Okay. All right. Yes. I'm sorry, Susan.
That's not your wife.
Who is this woman, John? And why is she denying her matrimony?
I don't know.
Are you on drugs?
We're not on drugs, Susan, but I really, truly wish we were.
Okay, that's it. Larry, Matt, James, go home to your wives.
Yep, no, I'm out of here.
Don't do it.
All of you, get out of my house!
She's right. This is getting old.
Don't!
See? Nothing happened.
Larry.
What?
She killed Larry!
I told you idiots not to leave the circle!
You're not my wife.
Nor shit, Sherlock.
Hey, April, how about just sort of undoing what just happened and maybe sending this demon here back from where it came?
You're funny.
It's not that easy.
Pizza girl, push him out!
Why is it not that easy?
Go on, push him out, push them all out, I know you want to.
We need all five of us back in the circle to close the gate.
John.
What?
Ignore it.
Jan.
What?
Ignore it.
Jan.
What?
Do you love your wife?
You're not my wife.
No, but this is. Hi, hon. My flight got canceled. What in the? Hi, Susan. Get off of me.
Susan.
Stay in the circle. Help me. Get her off of me, please.
Leave her alone.
Stay in the circle.
Now, to hell with this. Wait, now, where'd she go?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, God!
Who's next?
April?
What?
What's the plan, April?
For now, the plan is very much to stay in the fucking circle.
Then what?
I'm thinking!
You're thinking? That's just great! You bring us to the ninth circle of hell without an exit strategy?
I didn't think anything would happen. Nothing has ever happened before.
Great. You played us.
I needed the money.
You needed the money?
Do you know what job prospects are like for humanities majors?
She's gone.
She's not gone.
Well, she's not here anymore. Look.
That's the oldest trick in the book. We step out, she attacks.
Like you would know.
No, look. She's really gone. I can see footprints in the snow.
There goes the neighborhood.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Look, Larry's still alive.
Larry! Are you okay, man?
I'm feeling a little woozy. What happened?
Can you make your way back to the circle?
No.
You have to try. It's our only
Come
hope.
On, man. You can do it.
Oh, God. Guys, my head is wet. Shit. Oh, shit. What is this? Is this brains? This is my brains, isn't it?
Maybe you could just push him back in?
Oh, guys, this isn't good.
No, it's not good.
James, you get over here and help me, you asshole. James, you piece of shit!
I can't do that, Larry!
Are we just gonna stand here and let him bleed to death?
Maddie, get over here.
You are dumber than you look if you move.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Maddie, please, I'm in such pain.
You never called me Maddie before.
Ah, fuck it, you guys are boring. I'm gonna go find Susan. Good luck getting out of here in one piece. Oh. And guys?
What?
What?
And the kitchen's on fire.
Oh, shit.
That's a trick, right? I mean, that's not actually happening, right?
Of course it's a trick. Why would the kitchen just randomly be on fire?
Because I forgot to take the pizza out of the oven!
You dickhole!
You're not allowed to call me that anymore, remember?
Wait a second, you got your phone on you?
Yeah, why?
Well, call the fire department, you idiot!
So this is really happening then?
The jury is out on that one, but maybe...
It's getting hot in here, so yeah, it's happening. Call them. What is the worst thing that could happen?
I don't know.
Hello? Yeah, I'd like to report a fire at 67 Orem Drive. Yes, it's pretty bad. No, we can't leave. We're trapped under a burning raptor. Please hurry.
Trapped under a burning raptor?
But what was I supposed to say? We're stuck in a chalk circle.
This is getting pretty bad. Hard to breathe.
Oh, circle.
What about
it? It's not like it can protect us from the flames, right?
Right.
But those things are gone, right? I mean, they left. Whatever that means for the neighborhood, but at least we can move around, yes? Maybe we can just leave.
Make a run for it.
Go right ahead. I'm staying put.
But my cloak is smoldering.
Well, this is going to be interesting for them.
All right, folks. I need you all to cut. Whoa, what's going on here?
Are you real?
Am I what?
Are you real, man?
Look, fella, I'm not here to judge. Just get you out safely, so why don't you come with me?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Jesus. It's like some people just don't want the help anymore. You want to burn?
I want help. This is all my fault.
Wait till he pulls you out.
You want me to carry you out of here? Because I'll carry you out.
This is nuts. I burnt the pizza and this is happening. Listen, you two stay and sizzle if you want to, but I'm getting out of here in one piece. You mean?
Yep. Alrighty, I'll leave it to you.
This is the worst night of my life. What did he mean by, I'll leave it to you?
They're playing with our minds. Demons talk a lot of shit.
Maybe we should have just...
stuck to Dungeons and Dragons.
How did you know we played Dungeons and Dragons?
Lucky guess.
Now what? Go away! What?
Pizza delivery.
You.
What?
You're not the pizza delivery guy!
No, I am not the pizza delivery guy!
You know what I mean!
You guys, it's cold out here. Do you want this pizza or not?
Did you not call for one?
A pizza?
A demon?
We did, but we didn't because we didn't know what we were doing. But maybe we did. You mean... We summoned you?
For no apparent reason, yes. You summoned me. With no respect for my time, my energy, and with no blood offering. If there is one thing that makes me angry, it is rudeness.
I thought it was just a game.
Of course you did.
Fuck you guys. I'm leaving, and I'm taking the pizza with me, and it smells so good, so, you know, just... Fuck you!
I was falling. I was floating. I was dancing in my glorious storm, at one with it, in bliss in it, riding it until this bullshit. I deserve my fun.
Fun?
You played with fire and you got burnt. You brought this on yourself. But of course, you don't even realize it. You don't even know the meaning of accountability.
What?
Call on me for no good reason?
We had reasons.
Oh, really? Do tell.
I was gonna ask for power.
Power?
Or fame?
Fame?
The weather?
Men. Like babies in the brine. Clueless to consequence. You know, demons have been trying to destroy this world for years. But recently, all we've had to do is sit back and watch you do it for yourselves. We didn't have to lift a finger. You're the reason the world has gone to hell.
I am?
Clubs, societies, game nights, all to hide from your responsibilities. I'm getting bored.
Are you gonna kill me?
Then who'd get the blame for all this lovely carnage? No. You're the one that gets to live and tell the tale.
I am?
What else would you be doing in your prison cell but telling the tale of how Abra Itzak Fool came down from the sky and taught you some manners?
I'm going to prison?
Whatever, loser. There are better things to occupy my time. I'm off to play in the snow. My beautiful, fleeting snow that falls on all things living and dead. And God help any fool that interrupts me. Oh, wait. Almost forgot. Thanks for the blood, but fuck you all for making me ask for it.
Hello? Hello? Can I leave the circle now?
Well, it seems like next week's game night will have to be a round of solitaire. That's it for us, listener. I'm glad I had a little time to fix up the Tales HQ while we listen to tonight's yarns. Let's see. Chocolate cockroaches, check. Doorbell electrocuted, check. Ditches in the lawn, check. Leg trap in the candy bowl, check. Randied apples, check. I think that'll do. Never enough time to really work something up. Moat with piranhas will have to wait for next year. Where is McQuaid to help when you need him? Oh, well. Here he is to read the credits. That's help enough. Until next time, listener, this is Fessenden, signing off.
You have just listened to Tales from Beyond the Pale, featuring Larry Fessenden's Who Killed Johnny Bernard and Glenn McQuaid's Game Night. Tonight featured the voice talents of James LeGros, Noah LeGros, John Spiridakis, Larry Fessenden, Lauren Ashley Carter, and Matthew Stephen Huffman. Sound design and score by Glenn McQuaid, live music by Jack Fessenden, live Foley by Chris Scotchenko and Tessa Price, tech and live mix by Lena Spahn. Our team music is by Jeff Grace, thanks to Laura Kern, Rufus Durham, Jeff DeLauter, and all the staff at Lincoln Center. Tales from